Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Re'eh and also in Parshas Shmini, the Torah lists the various kinds of animals and birds, etc., that are kosher and those that are not kosher. One of the birds that the Torah says is not kosher is in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudzayin, is the Rachma. It's also listed in Parshas Shmini, in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, as the Racham or the Rachma. I've seen this bird translated as the vulture or the magpie. And the Gemara in Maseches Chulin Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph says in the name of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye that this bird, the Rachma or the Racham, is also called the Shrakrak, which means to whistle. The shrok means to whistle. And there's a tradition, says the Gemara, that when this bird whistles, it is a sign that Mashiach is coming. And this tradition, says the Gemara, is based on a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches, says that God says about Bnei Yisrael, Eshrika, Eshrika, the shrok, I will whistle for them, says God. Eshrika lahem, I will whistle to them, I will whistle for them. Va'akabtzeim, and I will gather them. In other words, says the Gemara, this bird, the Rachma, the Racham, otherwise known as the Shrakrak, that bird will be one of the harbingers, one of the proclaimers, one of the early broadcasters of Mashiach. But the question is why? Why would Hashem choose a non-kosher bird, a tameh bird, to be one of the harbingers of Mashiach? Why not pick one of the kosher birds? This question is asked by Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavne. It is in his Sefer Midarkei HaParsha on Parshas Re'eh, and he says the following beautiful idea in the name of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook, who died in 1982. Says Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook, the tour written by Rav Yaakov ben Asher, who died in 1343. The tour says in Orachaim Simin Reish Pevav that when we daven Musaf on Shabbos, the minhag is for us to say the words Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Korbanoseha. And if you notice that these words, actually the first 22 words of this part of Musaf, all follow the Hebrew alphabet backwards. Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Korbanoseha Tzivisa Perusheha Im Sidereinis Achaya, etc. The tefillah in Musaf goes through the alphabet backwards. And why? The tour says because the beginning of the alphabet backwards is Tav, Shin, Resh, Kuf. And those letters spell the word Tishrok, to whistle. Lishrok, Shrakrak, Eshrika. And that means to whistle. And the tour quotes the pasuk that we just saw in Zechariah, Eshrika. That's the word. Tishrok, Tav, Shin, Resh, Kuf. Eshrika lahem, Ve'akab tzeim. I will whistle for them and I will gather them. That's the tour. And the Beis Yosef on that tour, written by Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, explains the tour. The Beis Yosef says that in the merit of Bnei Yisrael keeping the Shabbos, we will merit seeing Mashiach. And that is why we hint to the coming of Mashiach in Musaf. But again, the question is why? Why the backwards alphabet? Why is that the message of the Geula? Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook says that the message of the backwards alphabet is this. The Geula is not necessarily going to come in a clear way, in an obvious way. At first, the leaders that bring Mashiach closer may not be the leaders that we would have expected. The ways in which the Geula will unfold may not be the way we would have expected it to unfold. Look, for example, what happened before the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. In the beginning of Perek Memhei and Sefer Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu speaks to the Persian ruler Koresh, Cyrus. And Hashem says to Cyrus in Yeshayahu Perek Memhei, Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalid, that for the sake of Bnei Yisrael, he will call out to the Persian king Cyrus, even though Cyrus doesn't even know who God is, what God's name is. Cyrus was the one who decreed that the Jews could go back to Yerushalayim to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And he didn't even know who God was. Did the Jews think in a million years that Cyrus, a Persian king who didn't even believe in Hashem, did the Jews believe that he would be the one to be the vehicle to bring back to the Jews back to Israel and to facilitate the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? Of course not. But the Geula will come in an unlikely way from an unlikely place, not a straight line like the alphabet Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, but backwards. Tav, Shin, Resh, Kuf. And that, says Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook, is why the bird in Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Shmini, the Rachma, the Racham, otherwise known as the Shrakrak. That's the bird that will be one of the harbingers, one of the broadcasters of Mashiach, as the Gemara says in Chulin. When that bird, the Shrakrak, when the bird whistles, Eshrika lahem v'akabtzeim. Eshrika lahem, I will whistle for them, says God. Then we know Mashiach is coming. And that is what we hope, and that is what we daven, is what we are seeing right now. There are incredible things happening in Eretz Yisrael right now. But there are also some crazy things happening now, disheartening things. And when we see those things, we might, chas v'shalom, lose hope. But the Navi tells us the opposite. Those things that are so discouraging, so disheartening, are the very whistles of the Rachma, of the Racham. We daven that those whistles will be, God willing, the fulfillment of what Zechariah tells us. Eshrika lahem v'akabtzeim. Have an amazing day, everyone.